From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Three large explosions in Baghdad, Iraq, have killed more than 30 people. The blasts were near major hotels. One hotel is popular among Western journalists and contractors. The explosions came just as Iraq announced it had put to death a cousin of the executed leader Saddam Hussein. The man known as Chemical Ali was notorious for directing chemical attacks against Iraqi Kurds and crushing a Shiite revolt in the 1990s. Search teams have recovered more than 20 bodies after an Ethiopian passenger plane went down in the Mediterranean today. It crashed shortly after taking off from Beirut, Lebanon. The plane's destination was Addis Ababa. 90 people were on board. We have a report from NPR's Gwen Tompkins.
The Ethiopian Airlines flight took off in a rainstorm, and within 5 minutes, it had disappeared from radar. Eyewitnesses said the plane was on fire before it fell into the Mediterranean Sea. Lebanon's transportation minister says the passengers were mostly Lebanese and Ethiopian, and the wife of the French ambassador to Lebanon was also reportedly on board. Poor weather conditions are hampering rescue efforts. So far, rescue teams haven't found a single survivor. No one knows what caused the Boeing 737 to crash, and yet Lebanon's president has ruled out sabotage. Ethiopian Airlines is known as one of the most dependable airlines based in Africa. Lebanon's prime minister has called today an official day of mourning. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
As Gwen Tompkins reported, Lebanon's Prime Minister Rafik Hariri says he does not suspect sabotage, but he also says flight recorders, when they are found, will tell much of the story.
There could be many theories, but the truth will come out from that black box.
Weeping relatives streamed into Beirut's airport for any news of their loved ones. European Union foreign ministers are drafting a common position on aid to Afghanistan. Terry Schultz reports it comes 3 days before London hosts an international strategy conference on helping Afghanistan.
EU leaders say their priority is transitioning from combat operations into more civilian and development aid. Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt says this doesn't mean the EU is looking for a quick way out of the conflict.
Any talk of exit strategies in Afghanistan plays into the hands of the Taliban.
Today's meeting may even bring commitments of more soldiers in addition to more civilian staff. Finland is one country that's already announced its intention to offer both. A draft communique for the Thursday conference in London reportedly would commit the Afghan government to take over much of the nation's security by 2011. The international community would also pledge to spend more of its development assistance directly through the Kabul government, a proposition that's been controversial because of corruption. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Stocks are up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 43 points at 10216. The Nasdaq up 9. This is NPR News. A real estate trade group says sales of existing homes took the biggest monthly plunge in more than 40 years last month. The drop of nearly 17% was bigger than analysts had expected. It reflects a big drop in demand since the government extended the deadline for first-time home buyers to qualify for a special tax credit of up to $8,000. The deadline is now April 30th. A new survey finds businesses expect to hire and spend a bit more in the first half of this year. NPR's Dave Mattingly has details.
The National Association for Business Economics says across the board, its members believe the U.S. economy will expand this year. 61% of those surveyed think gross domestic product will increase by more than 2%. That's despite double-digit unemployment in the U.S. Tim Gill is director of the National Electrical Manufacturers Association.
The results of this latest survey certainly add to the growing body of evidence that the U.S. economic recovery is well underway, though it certainly is proceeding slowly.
The NABE interviewed 75 private sector and industry trade association members for the survey. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is close to announcing a new set of initiatives for people trying to find jobs. Officials say they will include doubling the tax credit for child care and new aid for families caring for elderly relatives. The president has been taking a more populist tone since Republican Scott Brown pulled an upset victory in the Massachusetts Senate election. The national unemployment rate is now above 10%, and that does not include people who've stopped looking for work. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.